Yud Tes Teves, Tuesday the 17th of January, Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, standing up and honouring parents, in-laws and Talmidei Chachamim.
Yeah, I'd like to speak about today, Be'ezus Hashem, that the giving of honour in this is actually three simonim in Shulchan Aruch Yeridea. Simon Reish Mem, Chedek Gimel of Yeridea, is a simon Hilchas Kibud of Eim. Talks about Kibud of Eim, getting up for parents as well. That's the main topic which we'll be talking about Be'ez Hashem today. Simon Reish Mem Beis is Hilchas Kibud Raboi, special covered you got for Raboi. And Simon Reish Mem Dalet is Kima Vehidah Bifnei Chochom and Kiva Lifnei Seva. That's the chiv to get up in front of any young Talmud Chacham as well, or any person who's over 70. And that's one, and that's one halacha, it's one, the same halacha, same sin, the same halacha of getting up is anybody who's over 70, and for even for a young Talmud Chacham. That's the third sin in Reish Mem Dalet. Even if it's Amoret, even if it's Amoret, anybody who's over 70, so as soon as he comes into your Dalai Damas, there's a mitzvah to get up for it. So that's actually learnt up from a pasuk. The Torah says, "Mipnei seva tokum," in front of somebody who's old tokum. "V'hadarta pnei zokim," and zokim means zeh shekana chachma. So that's the Talmud Chacham. So we dash the two together. So mipnei seva tokum, and the zokim. Somebody saw seva somebody who's 70, and zokim is the Talmud Chacham. So, in Simon Reish Mem Siv Zayin, the Machaber says, Chayiv Lamoid Mipnei Oviv Vuhu Adin Imoy. A man is mechuyiv to get up in front of his father and in front of his mother as well. The mocker is the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Lamed Aleph Omed Beis Rav Yosef Ki Havashoma Koil Kara De Imei, when he heard the footsteps of his mother. Omar, he said, Ekim mikamei shchina da'asya. I'll get up in front of the shchina who's coming. Compared to the shchina, the covered of the parent coming in the room is equivalent of the shchina coming in the room. So he got up for that. So actually, the mocker of the Gemara is even mother, and that's how we know father as well. Now, the other, yes, now let's go over to the other simon. The gabba the chiv of getting up in front of a chochom, or a saver, somebody who's 70 years, even if it's Amo Oretz, Shnei Mephurish, says in the Shulchan Aruch, Reishman Dalet Siv Beis, when do you have to get up in front of a Talmud Chacham? How far does he have to be near to you when you mechuyiv to get up, or somebody, or saver, that's the same category as somebody who's over 70, when are you mechuyiv to get up in front of them? Shnei in Shulchan Aruch, only when they come into your Dalet Amos. Only within the Dalet Amos, you have to get up. Till when? Till they pass you. But before they come into your Dalet Amos, there is no chiyuv to get up. Now, the middle simon, Reish Mem Beis, covered Raboi. Yeah, we're going to see soon that Raboi is only Raboi Muvuk, which means Roi Chochmosu Mimenu. So, Kamat, we don't have it nowadays anymore, Raboi Muvuk. Rabbi Muvuk is talking about somebody who is roiv of his learning, is everything he's learnt from that. So that has a din, a special dini of kibud. So that the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Mem Beis, Seif Siv Tes Zayin, you have to get up as soon as you see him. So Rabbi's got a special halacha more than the general Talmud Chacham. As soon as you see him, you have to get up till he's out of your sight as well. Only then you can sit down. And that applies to Rabbi Muvuk and also Godel Hador. So if we say Godel Hador, yeah, if Rabbi Kanievsky would come in, so anybody, any other would consider Godel Hador, so then we have to get up as soon as you catch sight of him and till he's out of sight. Now, what about Kibud of Eim? We're working backwards. When it came to, we work backwards. We said generally in the getting up in front of a general Talmud Chacham and somebody who's 70, you only get up when he's in the Dalet Amos. Rabbi, Rabbi Muva Godlado, you get up. You get up as soon as you see them. What about Kibbud Ov HaEim? Is Kibbud Ov HaEim like generally a young Talmid Chacham and Sefer that you only get up when they're in the Daladamas? Or is it like Rabbi Muvuk that you mechuyev to get up as soon as you catch sight of them? So seems to be a bit of a machlekas about it. Meir is mashma, you don't have to get up only in the Daladamas. But the Rambam is very clearly in Hilchas Mamre in Perek Vov, Halacha Gimel, says the din of getting up in front of a parent is like a din kima mipnei raboi. It's a loshon of the Rambam. Vo'oimed miponah wants to get up in front of a father or mother, kederech shuhu oimed mipnei raboi, as if you would be like you get up in front of a raboi. Which means as soon as a father or mother, as soon as they enter the room, you catch sight of them, even if they're far away from you, there is a chiv to stand up from them. And that's the rai from that is because the Agos Maimonides says that is the Gemara we mentioned. Rabbi Yosef said ki avashoma koil kara de ime da asya oma eke mekamei shchina da asya. We compared it to the shchina. Now the shchina, there's a poskin kisiso v'ro kol ha'om v'komu v'ishtach v'ish pesach ole. As soon as they saw the shchina, they got up. So you see, getting up in front of the shchina is as soon as kamloyenov. As soon as you see it, so hudim hukash kevoidom le kovet hamokim. That's as is the Birkei Yosef and Harva and a lot of achrayim, most achrayim as well. So the chiv to get in front of a father or mother is the same chiv as Rabbi Muvuk. As soon as you see them, till they come out of your sight. So let's take an example. If a man is davening in the same shul, and his father is called up for an aliyah, and he gets up and goes up to the Sefer Torah, so the son has to stand up. As soon as the father gets up, even if it's out of his daladamas, but once he comes to the bima, and he's even though he's standing there, but he's stationary on his place there, then the son can sit down. Because as long as that's called, it's only that is once the rabbi is standing there to have his aliyah, shtek meforish, that you can sit down. You don't have to continue to stand. Similarly, when he finishes the lining and he goes back, then you would have to get up again. How many times a day do you have to get up in front of a parent? Legaba the chiv of rabbi, that's in Reish Mem Beis. Yeah, so. Seems to be a bit of a machlikas machava on the Ramah. Machava doesn't set any limits. The Ramah says you're not machlik to get up in front of even Rabbi Muvik only once in the morning and what shachris va'arvis. It shouldn't be more than Kabbalah's pleishchinat, Krishna once in the morning and once in the afternoon. That's only, and the Ramah adds, that's only when people know that they saw you got up once. But if new people come in and they don't know you got up already earlier, then you've got to get up even many times in the day as well. And the Shach says, on the Lashon HaMachava, that Ein Odom Chayev, even says Ein Odom Rashai, means you're not Chayev. But the Shach there, the Shach in Sivkot Lamed Zayin says, that Yesho Yimran is another Shitta, because Hishva, the Torah, compared the covered of parents to Kvod Shechina. So what happens if the Shechina would come to visit you a few times in the day? You would get up even more than once. So similarly, the same chiv to get up in front of parents, the shach says some shittas hold that even more than once a day. So in Ochanami, there are more paskins, so it comes out there are more, the ikar adin only twice a day, but the achrayim say, nochoin lahachmir, it's good to be machmir, like the shach and other achrayim, that every time a parent comes into the room, you have to get up. What is called getting up? What's called getting up? Getting up is means not just moloi kamosi. That was betzim the chiv of getting up. Zishtei in chay odom, and that the oilam is nishta zoi. It's not so makbid to get up moloi kamosi. Mechlal get up to parents is not so done so much. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, but there are chlal the parents have some moichel on that. So it's like we can umdena that the moichel. And others say, even though there is umdana that are moichel, but it's kedai to ask them that they should be moichel mefurish. But Be'etzim one has to know, it's a mitzvah min haTorah, and if you can do it, one has the schir, not everybody has parents anymore, but children have the schir to have parents. So Be'etzim, it's a mitzvah deraisa, when they come into the room, to get up meloikum osoi. Now, it's very interesting, Taka, it goes into, kibbut of the aim, and there's moira, kibbut, does it go into kibbut, going to moira? From the Shulchan Aruch, pashtas means getting up for parents goes into kibbut of the aim. Some say it goes into moira as well, that's moira. Fear for them also means to get up from them. Could be a nafke miner if you can lean, when you get up, if you lean on something, if it's good. If it's midin covered. So leaning is also your mechabed. So if you lean, it's also called covered. But if it's within moira, lechoira, then you've got to be with respect. So lechoira, you shouldn't be leaning on anything as well. Definitely not leaning something so strong that if you take away the table, it would fall. That's bechlal. That might not be considered like standing. Now let's go back to the. Talmud Chacham getting up the last halach in Shulchan, the last siman, Reish Mem Dalet, getting up in front of a Talmud Chacham or a Seva, anybody who's over 70. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch, there's a mitzvah saseh to get up in front of any Chacham, even a young Talmud Chacham, Yannick Chacham. As long as the Shach says he's above the general standard of people, he's considered the Talmud Chacham more than other people, more than the Hamoinon perhaps. And also it's a mitzvah to get up in front of anybody who's 70, even if it's Amoritz, as long as it's not a Rosha. The Birkei Yosef brings down the name of the Arizal, anybody who's over 60 is also a mitzvah to get up, already over 60. Api derech ha-emes, that's what the Arizal says. When are you mechuyev? Now this is an important nakuda to point out here. When are you mechuyev to get up? Only when he reaches your Dalet Amos. Not only you're not mechuyev to get up when he's before Dalet Amos, you mustn't get up too early. Because if you get up too early, then the pshat is it doesn't look as if you're getting up for him. Because the chiyuv hidu, v'da'at p'nei zaken, is only within the Dalet Amos. So Shteit Meforish and Shach, it's also to get up. Not everybody realizes that. People think, oh, Rav in a shul, soon as he enters, comes in, they get up straight away. The truth is they lose the mitzvah of that. Because since the mitzvah of Mipnei Seva Tokum, Vadat Pnei Zoken, is Hidur, is only considered respecting him within the Dalet Amos, so getting up before the Dalet Amos ruins the mitzvah. So one should only get up when he's within the Dalet Amos till he passes you. Even though, as we said before, Rabbi Muvuk, you get up k'melo yainov, so the Shach says there, because you're mechuyev to honor him more, so the getting up shows that you're honoring him. By Rabbi Muvuk, when you're mechuyev more to honor him, than the getting up even outside the alarms shows that you're honoring him. Whereas by general Talmud Chacham, or Sefer, where the getting up is at less of a level, so then you only mechuyev in Dalet Amos, and when you get up beforehand, it's defeating the purpose, because it's not mochach, you're getting up for him, it looks as if you're getting up for your own tzur.
You're talking about getting up, standing up completely?
Standing
or
up
just
completely.
Just lifting up a little bit off the chair.
Getting up completely. The chiv is maloi kamoso, getting up properly. That is called hidu ktas. I'm going to talk about that more. Hidu ktas.
Do you have to get up
there? It's a shayla about that. The Maram Rotenberg brought down in that Maram Rotenberg, after his father, he didn't go to his father after he became the great Godel, because it was a question he didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to make him stand up for him. So that's... Bapashtus, let us mention, Bapashtus, I think they both should honor each other.
Stand up at the same time.
No, what I meant like this is if, if, if he's sitting and his father comes in, he should get up, and vice versa, then he should ought to get up as well. But basically, that's the pashas. They're both mechuyev, I think.
Would you consider the rav of the shul,
done by mother? Chayyim not. Chayyim not.
The rav coming for shul, you don't have to stand up.
Only within the Daladamas. Not. Shteik Mefurish, even though in Halacha this mention talks about a Nossi in Avbezdin, that there's a Chiv Merachrochet, but the Shach already says nowadays there's no, we don't have this Musig of Nossi and Avbezdin anymore. So the Etzem, in front of Tanakhom, it's only within Daladamas, yeah. What about two Talmidei Chachamim, one for another? Or two Zkenim, two people over 70, or one Talmid Chacham in front of somebody who's over 70. Then, they don't have to get up, Maloi Kamosoi, but Hiduktas, that's where it comes in, Hiduktas. So, a Talmid Chacham for somebody who's over 70, or over 70 somebody who's a Talmid Chacham, or two Talmid Chacham, or two Zkenim, when each one has a Chiv to do the other one, then there is no Chiv to, then there's no Chiv to get up one for the other one. But instead, Yasalo Hidu, you should do Hiduktas. Now let's try to understand. I saw a very interesting, I think curious sefer shows a bit light on this whole sugya. What is this interesting chiyuv that Raboi Muvuk, you have to get up, we say, much earlier, and we're comparing kibbud of aim. So Be'etzim, in the categories, it seems to be seva and sometimes chacham only kimoloi einov. Sorry, only when they come to Dalad Amos. Kibbud of aim, and Raboi Muvuk have the same halacha, they have to get up. Why? Where does it come from? And why are they compared to each other? Where do we learn the chiyuv that Rabbi Muvuk, you have to get up kumulayinov? So the Kiryat Sefer in Perik on the Rambam Perik Hei Talmud Torah says the whole makor of Amida Lifnei Rabbi Muvuk is learnt out from Kibud of Eim. Kibud of Eim, there's Mefurish Mitzvah Kabid Esavicha Vesimecha. The chiv of kibbud of aim requires you to get up in front of your parents as soon as they come into the room. In the posuk in Krishma, we say, "Vishinamtam levanecha hata'elu hatalmidim." Talmidim are called bonim. If talmidim are called sons, then the rebbe is called a father. So Zokta Kira Sefer, the whole mocker of the Rambam, the whole of the Gemara, that Rabbi Muvuk, you get up, Kimeloi Einov, is from Kibbud of Ein. So it comes out of this. Betzim, there's two ksuki. There's general posuk, Mipnei Sefer Tokum, Vodarot, Pnei Zokim, Hidu, that's generally Hidu is only considered within Daladamas. Generally, getting up in front of a Talmud Chacham or a man is generally only Vodarot, only within the Daladamas. Kibbud of Ein is a special chiv. Kibbud of Ein have to be Mechabed. Parents, the kibbud of aim requires you to get up as soon as you see them. And Rabbi Muvuk, who teaches you chokhmosoi, is like a father. Because v'shinantum levanecha ilah talmidim, so the children are the talmidim are the children. So the rebbe is the father. That's where the chiv comes from, and that's fair. That's that we can understand. So when the Rambam writes that it says by parents you should get up. The lashon of the Rambam is you should get up in front of parents. Because it's like getting up. Oimed miponav kederach shoimed mipnei raboi. It's really the other way around. Yeah, it's gufa. Yeah, it's written before it's mipnei raboi, but raboi is really learned from the parent. The yisui, so we can understand clearly where it comes from. Generally, there's a chiv of hidu. Mipnei singed of hidu is only within the daladamas. Besides, kibbud of ei that requires you a special type of honor. And that is taka, and that is whenever you see them till they come out of your sight.
Did you learn that standing up is a key?
It's a swore of the skater, that's called key.
Father and mother said, but a machra mishteh.
Well, yeah.
No, it doesn't say standing up.
Shteyim, it's not mentioned in the list in the Gemara then. But it says, yeah, machnis and moitzi.
Kibbud is normally that you do things for them. You serve them. You
helping them. Providing their needs. Yes. Yeah, providing their needs. There's not quite providing their needs. And that, also giving them honour. Yeah. Yeah, so we see that. That's where we see that. Yeah. But according to the Kira Sefer, it's interesting that we're learning it out from Kibbud of Eim, Gufa, the whole Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Not mentioned in the list of the Gemara. Yeah, yeah. The time. Yeah. It's more taka. The Gemara mentions more things which you're helping him. Machnis and moitzi, man ilo, man ilo. This is sort of like being honouring him. Yeah.
This applies to ladies as well.
What's the difference? Well, the daughters are
getting up, popping it up.
Same thing. Exactly the same thing. Exactly the same.
And if any lady passes by you, you're going to get up at 70-year-old. Same thing. If you say I'm always, if you could be, you said that.
If they save almost, anybody, if saver applies by a woman as well.
Yeah.
I think so. But Pashtas,
these ladies tell me this chacham.
That's the thing. That's what they say. They must have a time with chacham by a lady that doesn't. Only Aishas chacham. It's not Aishas.
Rebbetzins who speak for you join them. You know, they attract a big crowd, more than the rabbonim sometimes. Seriously,
I'm not sure if they have a din. Not sure if that's a din of a talmud chacham. Not sure if that has a din. If a woman has a din of a talmud, we gather that. Or by legaber seva.
You're quoting the age. You said before. Yeah,
the age of his age. So then the chayyur will be the same thing as well. Same din as the parents. Same din as the parents. Yeah, not as he, but the same din. Yeah, Shvei and Shvi is the same thing. You mechuyev his parents. Okay, as soon as they come into the room, you mechuyev to get up.
And if you're divorced?
No. Only when they're married. The Rambam says that the mechila helps. So the only person who cannot be moichel is a melech. But all the other people helps mechila, so the rebbe can be moichel, Rabbi Muvat can be moichel, parents can be moichel. Parents can be moichel. So parents are moichel. They say don't get up. So they're moichel, and then you don't have to get up. But the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah. The sefer Hamakran Kiddushin says, going a bit into Kibbud Ovayim now, anything which a father tells you to do, even if the father has got no pleasure from it, it's not kibbud. Nevertheless, if the child doesn't have any reason loss by doing it, geitarein in moira. It's soises devorov. Just think of an example. Father says, "Don't travel by car. Take a train." So it's also a mitzvah. Even this what's not no difference to the father. Don't travel through this country and that. Father doesn't think it's such a good idea. So it's also skaterein in Moira Lishlistis Devor. Moira normally means don't sit in his place. Kibbud normally means give him to drink, food. Moira means don't sit in his place, don't contradict him. So when a father tells the son to do something which is not, the father doesn't get any positive pleasure from it, that goes into Moira.
As long as it's not monetary loss.
Yeah, as long as it's not monetary loss. Example, they bring a raya. If the father is, it is a bit of a delicate point, but I'll speak, if the father is moichar a son not to marry any particular woman which the son thinks it's a good wife for him, he doesn't have to listen to the father. In the end of the siman about that. So that's the hamaknas raya. Even though be'etzim the father's got no hanor from which wife he has, it's his personal interest. In moira. In the Gemara in Kedushin says, if a father says, give me to drink, and the mother says, give me to drink, who comes first? Father comes first, because the mother's also mechuyev to honor the father. If they're not married anymore, then they're both equal, and you can do whichever one you want to do first.
A father's mechuyev to honour...
No, the mother.
Sorry, the mother's mechuyev to honour the father, yeah. The father's not mechuyev to honour...
I'll come to that, I'll come to that later, I'll come to that. The one that's talking about this way, it is mechuyev already from here, the father's mechuyev, you're right, better it comes in, it's mechuyev from here as well, the mother's mechuyev to honour, is meshuba to her husband, so if the father says give me something, the mother gives something, so they're both mechuyev with the father, so therefore the father comes first. Yeah, that means respect. That's respect, but it's not the same. Not as kibbut. So the Amakne says that's all legabe kibbut, but legabe moira, he says into the chiddush, a woman doesn't have the chi of moira on the husband. Kibbut, yes, kibbut is given to you, but moira there isn't. Mamele says a very interesting thing. So he says, if there's no chivmur. Stamas, there's no chivmur if a husband tells a wife to do some to do something, which be'etzem it's. Yeah, it's kind of moira means a woman. This, which lemaisa he doesn't really need it. It's not negair to the husband. No, he says, I don't want you to do this thing. So be'etzem ikradin, she doesn't have to listen to him. Agam the Gemara says in the Dorim einocha ishak shera banoshim shoyser etzim balot, but there's no chiv. There's no chiv of moira of woman to a husband. See, so he says interesting tazach. So if let's say if a father a father of a child tells him, don't go by train. I want you to go by car. And the mother says, I want you, Dafka, to go by car, and not by train. Here, which one do you listen to? Here, you don't say that the mother is mechuyev to listen to the father. Because this is not kibbutz, this is moira. So whatever you want, you can do. There is no din chiv, no chiv overpowers the other one.
What's the status of a stepfather?
It's awesome, stomach. Aishas. Stepfather, that's called. Yeah, stepfather, which is the other way around. Yeah, yeah. Baalimo is also mechuyev.
The Torah,
that's Rashi. The Gemara says it. Golaviyadua. That's why the Torah is marked to it. But there's no. Let's name Shovim. Look at that. Others, Semaisa, I saw the Chorinim, they say, I've got Sefer Dina Kibbutzim, says from the Rambam, is Mashma, that the Kazan, the Rambam says, V'chein tziwa le'isha shetiyah mechabedes, says, Baalo, b'yoyse, midai, v'yiyah oleo moira. So it's like a Mashma, from the Rambam, that there is a chiv moira from a woman on a husband, and the Sefer Naim le'mishpa, so this hamakne is a dova, which this is a machloikas, which I mentioned, is what I mentioned before, the machloikas, there's no chiv moira on a woman and a husband. Others on the dike from the Raman there is a chiv. Teir shtei v'hu yimshol boch. So Ken Zayin, Sora called Avram Adoini, my master. Ken Zayin is a chiv moira. Maybe there's a sophit. Yeah, came a clear about him. I just want to quickly two more minutes. Quickly want to say a few more dinim of kivud of aim. And a father or a mother eats by a child. The child has to be mechaber the father to wash hands first, give him the first portion. Like any other things, what about who sits at the top of the table when a parent comes to a child? So the Oruch HaShulchan says, it says that Yizmelamet Zchus, that often people don't have the minig to sit the parent on the front, on the top of the table. So he says, because sometimes it's not practical, sometimes the wife sits next to the husband, and if he's going to sit on top, it's not going to work out, it's not a practical thing. But he says, avada lechatchila, it should be that if you can, possible to sit him at the top of the table, just get the oichad alayim kibud. Kibud, sorry. Both the father, the same with the father-in-law, comes for the meal, but etzim is lecha mitzvah fin kibud of to be mechaber them to sit them at the top table. Oh, the father, the father's first. Yeah, but it might be better, because then you don't want to insult anybody either. That if he sits on top, then he's not being mechabed one more than the other. That's also a bit. But you're right. You're right. Betsam, you're right. Yeah. Huh? If he gets halachah, then it's mitzvah. Yeah, I still don't think that would because the chiv of Tam Chacham Zun bets him to get up, to get bets him more to the chiv to get up. That is an extra chiv. Yeah, just one more thing. Wanted to say Hamoitzi could be the Balabais makes also different too because the Balabais makes Hamoitzi because Balabais Betzea Kadeshi Yitzibayinov he should be a generous portion. Some people is if the father sits on top, he does the hamuitzi as well. Now, one interesting point here as well: a woman who invites her parent to sit by eating by the Shabbos meal, here she has a chiyuv be'etzem to serve her husband first, and that's the difference between a father and mother. So, if it's the parent of the father of the balabais, and he's giving out the challah. So he's mechuyev l'cha'oire to give his mother first before his wife. Yes. It's of kibbutz. Whereas Masha'in came, if it's the wife's parents which are by him, and the wife is serving, if the wife is serving, the wife is more meshubed to the husband. So the shibud of a husband overrides the her kibud of the mishteh because the shibud of the balas. And here the Chorei Olah is just to finish with this point. Here we don't say, well, why should the wife serve the husband first? The husband also has to honor his father-in-law or mother-in-law. The Torah says it's not because of the mitzvah which that her mitzvah that her mitzvah to the husband. It's a shibud. The wife, the shibud which a wife has to the husband, is not just like a mitzvah. We say like when we said the other way around, the mother has to honor the huve. We said if the mother has the wife has yeah. We said like gabba covered. The mother says give me water and the father says give me water. So then we say that you have to listen to the father first because the mother's also mechuyev to honor. On him. But here it's more the shibud that overrides, the shibud it stops the mitzvah. The main is that would be the difference between the father's parent and the mother's parent. Also, yeah, as well, like a father.